I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Marielle Nanasi. She is the Executive Director of New Energy Economy. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello, Mary Charlotte.
Great to have you. Now, you've got an exciting event coming up the day after Election Day, Wednesday, the 7th of November. What's happening?
At 4 o'clock, all of your listeners are welcome to join us for a green ribbon cutting celebration.
Green ribbon.
Isn't that nice?
That's very cute.
At the Santa Fe fire station on Cerrillos Road. It's actually the largest fire station in Santa Fe. And basically, the way it came about is that the city of Santa Fe actually has quite a bit of solar on their system, but most of it is hidden because it's located in the historic district, and there are the requirements that people can't see the solar panels. And I wanted to generate a public education and awareness campaign that solar actually works and that we could expose the vision of what is possible. And the reason I wanted to pick the fire station is because the firefighters have our back. They are on the front lines of climate change. And as you all may know, is we've had the largest wildfires in New Mexico's history back-to-back last year and the year before. And so one of the things is we want to support our firefighters. The other thing is we want to make the connection. You know, there's been a lot about connecting the dots between climate disruption. We could no longer call it climate change. We have to call it climate changed with a D on the end. And we all
climate
know...
Climate changing.
Climate changing, but also disrupting and the devastating consequences. So because of the burning of fossil fuels, we have changed the Earth's atmosphere, and that's causing all sorts of things like we see Hurricane Sandy. I mean, the devastation's been outrageous. We're talking about billions of dollars of worth of destruction. We're talking about somewhere, I think, around 8 million people without electricity. People haven't been able to go to work. And, you know, nuclear power plants are threatened that they are going to release radiation. So this is extremely serious and we have to pay attention. And the world is, we must respond to the climate change that we've had out there. And frankly, I don't think that we've made the transition. And what we need to do is make the transition here from the burning of fossil fuels to clean energy. And that's renewable energy.
And you do it one step at a time. I mean, you can have gigantic, massive civic projects, but what we're doing here in the absence of massive political will is one fire station at a time.
Exactly. I mean, still there are people that think, does solar really work? And if I want to go turn on my computer, will it turn on if I have solar panels on my house? And the answer is yes. And one of the reasons why we chose this fire station, it's on Cerrillos Road at 1751 Cerrillos Road.
Right near 3rd Street.
Right near 3rd Street is because it's on the most highly trafficked road in the city. And so that's part of it. And guess who goes and visits the fire station? School children.
Right.
And we want them to grow up in the world where renewable energy is, you know, is what produces our electricity.
Now, the solar panels on the fire station on Cerrillos Road, what are those panels going to be powering?
They're going to be powering the fire station.
Everything. So basically all the electricity and all the heat and all the air conditioning.
Just the electricity.
Okay.
And, you know, this is where firefighters live for 24 hours a day. And so they use a lot of electricity at that fire station, actually. You know, I just want people to know something. People think that we get a lot of our electricity right now from solar and wind. The fact is that 60% of our electricity comes from burning coal in the Four Corners. And this is a really important fact because we need to transition away and shutter those coal units. And I mean, it's something that New Energy Economy is working on, opposing PNM's plan to continue running that plant and those units. And so we do that. We oppose them. And we also have replicable community projects that we want to show. And as I said before, expose the vision of what's possible.
So replicable means you do it on the fire station, you can do it on any fire station.
Not only on any fire station, but it's so great because we made this partnership with the city of Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Fire Department, and already the county has said, we want to partner with you. What about a senior center? Or, you know, and so it's already, it's having the effect that that we wanted. And it's really, so far, it's about funding. And if I could just say one thing about funding, we have two Santa Fe High School students, interns at New Energy Economy, and they really have raised almost all the funds for this solar project. It's quite amazing. And they partnered with a number of businesses downtown, including we had four area restaurants host a feast for the fire station nights, and they donated their proceeds to solarizing the fire station.
Nice.
Yeah, and they were Moodoo Noodles, Il Vicino, Counter Culture Cafe, and Tecolote. And Baskin Robbins is going to be donating all the ice cream that's free on November 7th at 4 o'clock, which is Wednesday. And guess what? They're giving us mint, cool ice cream.
Aw. Which is also green.
Which is also green. So that's just been a really great thing. And what I'm saying is that we're building through this, through these students going out and raising money and having these evenings with the restaurants. It's really like a community engaged project. And I think that building resilient communities is exactly what we're going to need as climate disruption becomes the new normal.
I think there's a very interesting thing when you say firefighters really get climate change because they're the ones who have to go out there and fight wildfires, and what the types of wildfires that we have been seeing are indeed predicted by all the climate change models, as are hurricanes and storms of increased extremity. And as you know, it's any scientist will say, well, any one storm, you can't prove that storm is a result of climate change, but when there's a trend of a bunch of them, you can really pretty much draw that conclusion. The other folks who are at the cutting edge of this are insurance companies. They
Absolutely.
Get it.
Mm-hmm. They do get it. Swiss Re has put out, they are probably the leading insurance agency that has really dealt with climate because they are insuring people for all these losses
right.
that are happening, whether they are, as you say, from floods or fires. James Hansen, who people call the Paul Revere of climate change, he just issued a new report about 1 month ago. And in it, it says that now the warming trends that have happened, I mean, last summer was the warmest summer on record in the United States. And basically, there was no winter in the United States last year, which is pretty scary. And that is about moisture. It's about, and of course, drought, which we're seeing all sorts of rippling effects in agriculture. The prices of food are going up. The prices of...
What do you mean when you say no winter? I mean, I remember it was awfully cold last winter.
Well, there was very little moisture. And in some places, there was no winter. I mean, I think it was the warmest Chicago in history.
Yeah.
There was virtually no snow on the East Coast. Now, that affects all sorts of things from, again, agriculture, but even to skiing, right?
Right.
So people are really... you know, feeling the effects of this economically as well. And James Hansen said, now we can't, it's almost, you know, before what you just said is one incident can't say, we can't say from one incident that, oh, this is a result of climate change. But he said that if you look at the trend just in the last 50 years, he says it's almost now, and this is a peer-reviewed article, it says it's almost impossible now to say that it's not a result
right.
of a change in climate and of global warming.
And of the human-caused change in climate by putting all these heat-trapping gases into the atmosphere.
And what is the number one thing that he says? We've got to stop the burning of fossil fuels. And if, you know, there are some predictions out there that if we don't stop burning fossil fuels within the next 15 years, humanity will not be able to survive on this planet within the next 100. So this is extremely serious business. And we need to be ramping up renewable energy.
And doing as much research and development as possible on this, and doing as much energy storage as we've talked about as possible, and doing as much basically political incentive and social incentive to put these things in.
Yeah, and you saw, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have recently seen Governor Christie on the television, and he has been, I think, very moving because of the devastation. And I think, I'm hoping that this will be a wake-up call. 50 million people were impacted by this. And so I'm hoping that President Obama wins again and doesn't tell the American populace to go shopping, but that says, hey, we got to take this on. We got to prevent the worst impacts, and we got to do it now. And we can do it, and it will put people back to work, and it will create a healthier economy and a sustainable economy for all of us.
Mariel Nanasi is Executive Director of New Energy Economy, and once again, the green ribbon cutting at the fire station on Cerrillos Road near 3rd Street is on Wednesday, the day after Election Day, the 7th of November at 4 in the afternoon, complete with ice cream.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being with us.